Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Glad the weekend is here, whatever you're getting into this weekend. Hopefully it's awesome for you. In the meantime, Rachel, I'm very proud of you because you did something big yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, actually, you've been getting back in the gym.
I know.
Kudos to you.
I'm recovering today.
Rachel, if you did not know, went on a little sabbatical, if you will, from the gym. But now you have, like, this personal trainer. You're taking pre-workout stuff.
I'm trying to get back into it. I'm trying to get, like, bikini form. You know how it is. But honestly, like, I was embarrassed for myself yesterday. Like, usually when I do it normally, I do my own thing. But I hate listening to someone tell me what to do. But I decided I needed someone to kick me in the butt.
And that person who told you what to do yesterday is your personal trainer. His name's AJ with us on the phone right now to tell us exactly how well you did yesterday. Good morning, AJ.
Good morning, guys.
What was it like training Rachel yesterday in the gym? I'm very curious. AJ, how did she do yesterday?
Probably one of the worst experiences of my life.
What happened? Why was she such a bad client?
She did, like, she had awful push-up form, like fat kid type push-up.
How was she pushing up? How were you doing push-ups yesterday, Rachel?
My arms hurt from my workout Monday because I was beast mode already, so I was sore.
So she does push-ups like a fat kid. What else?
I was late. I'll admit that. I was late.
Surprise. Yeah. Rachel's late.
Yeah. Just because she was 15 minutes late, I decided to make it a little bit more difficult on her.
Yeah, a lot. A lot more difficult.
She's in the middle of one of the workouts, and she's like, I'm gonna spit water on you. So,
what kind of client says that to their personal trainer?
Too mean.
Literally, like a 5-year-old spits water on me in front of everybody. I had to apologize. I was like, sorry, people. I didn't realize I brought my child with me to the gym.
It was so terrible. He's like, now I know why you're single. I'm like, really, really.
She doesn't listen at all.
I mean, let's clarify, because people listening have to be thinking right now, wait, she spit water in her face? Was it like a little bit?
It wasn't his face, it was at him, and didn't
hit
him.
Or was it just like, what was it like?
It was like a camel. Like, it wasn't a lot.
So, I guess now the big question, AJ, do you want Rachel back as a client for another training session?
I mean, I will give it to her. She handled it pretty well after all the whining and complaining was over with. But I'll probably make it a lot more harder on her next time, hands down.
Question, Rachel wasn't tweeting during her workout yesterday?
Yeah, she wasn't Instagramming photos about how great she was doing working out, because if she Instagrammed a photo, it would have been of her, like, throwing up.
Done better if I had my phone, maybe.
That might be the longest Rachel's ever been without her phone in quite some time. AJ, Rachel's new personal trainer, thanks for joining us.
Who just fired me as a client.
Yeah, who just fired Rachel as a client. Thanks for coming on, all right?
Yeah, no problem, guys.
How does that happen after one day you get fired from your personal trainer?
It was bad.
Step it up.
I know.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.